Chapter After the Sun Sets. It was as if they'd all awoken from a strange dream. Students rubbed their eyes as their senses returned to them. They were unharmed, but confused and groggy nonetheless. Even though the Equestria girls still had their long hair and pony ears, everyone else was back to normal, including the one who had caused it all. Sunset Shimmer lay curled up on the gym floor, transformed back to her former girl self. As she blinked herself awake, Sunset looked around at her fellow students. They stared down at her with disdain. She shrank back and hugged her knees, as vulnerable as ever. Twilight felt sort of bad for her, but that didn't change what she had just done to Canterlot High School.
"You will never rule in Equestria," said Twilight, approaching Sunset. "And any power you may have had in this world is gone. Tonight you've shown everyone who you really are. You've shown them all what is in your heart."
"I'm sorry." Sunset Shimmer shook her head and began to cry. "I'm so sorry. I didn't know there was another way."
"The magic of friendship doesn't just exist in Equestria. It's everywhere."
Twilight motioned to the vast gym around her, filled with students, filled with potential friends.
"You can seek it out, or you can be forever alone. The choice is yours."
Sunset sniffed.
"But all I've done since I've been here is drive everyone apart. I don't know the first thing about friendship."
Luckily, there were five girls who would be willing to teach her a thing or two. Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, Applejack, Rainbow Dash and Rarity all approached the sad girl and began to help her up. She looked up at them wide-eyed, like she couldn't believe people could ever be so kind to someone just because it was nice to be nice. It wasn't much, but it was a start. Principal Celestia approached Twilight. She had the crown in her hands.
"I believe this belongs to you," she said, placing the crown atop Twilight's head once more. Vice Principal Luna nodded her agreement.
"A true princess in any world leads not by forcing others to bow before her, but by inspiring others to stand with her. We have all seen that you are capable of just that. I hope you see it too, Princess Twilight."
"I do,"
Twilight replied as regally as she could. Once she got back to Equestria, she would need to take some time to really let the events of the past 3 days sink in, and...
"So, would now be a completely awkward time to ask you for that dance?"
Flash Sentry popped up, completely interrupting Twilight's train of thought. He bit his lip nervously as he waited for her response. Twilight smiled. She supposed there was time for at least one dance.